Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and hosted by the one man. He knows everything today. If you want to find out where the cool stuff is, this is the guy to talk to, and he brings them in each and every week, John Gutierrez.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here. And with us today, we have another one of our special members of our chamber. They're going to be having a ribbon cutting, a grand opening tomorrow at Mission Viejo Mall at 6 o'clock. We invite everybody to come out. They're going to have tons of free samples of food. We're going to talk all about the fun stuff that's happening tomorrow. With us today, we have Velvet Scoop Ice Cream. And with us today, we have Carla and Daniela. Say hello, ladies.
Hi.
And we're going to get into the history of their business. It's a family-owned business. And we're also going to get into all the delicious flavors of food that they have. And I'm telling you, my favorite is, I want to say this right, mangoñada.
Mangonada.
Mangonada. Fresas con crema. I know that's one of my friends' favorite also. And then the popular Dubai strawberries. So we're going to get into all of that. But first and foremost, let's welcome our guests. Hola, Carla y hola, Daniela.
Thank you so much for having me.
We might do a little bilingual stuff here. It's okay.
Yeah, totally fine for me.
Yes.
Better.
Paul, I don't know if I need more sound. It's kind of sound a little bit low.
We're trying to keep you low. We're trying.
Is that what it is? It might just be me, right?
Could be you. How about that? Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you so much. So I want to get into the history of the business because there's a great history to how it all started, if you don't mind sharing that with us.
Yeah, of course. So me and my family, we got here like a couple of years ago. My mom always has had this idea of doing something. She doesn't like working for people. She likes doing her own stuff.
Entrepreneurial.
So when we first got here, we were thinking like, what should we do? What kind of thing? We first thought of a restaurant maybe, but when we said too much work, because running a restaurant is a big thing.
Very difficult, yes, challenging.
We got to this idea, Velvet Scoop, an ice cream shop. We started taking classes and all of that because we had no idea how to do ice cream. Like, we've never done that. So we started like doing our research, how to do the ice cream, how to do the paletas, because like Mexican style.
Yes. And like the flavors. Let me tell you, those paletas, many of you have probably had paletas mexicanas from paleteros out and about, right?
Yeah.
The authentic style of how you make the paleta is really what I think people don't realize. You're making these fresh from your own manufacturer, pretty much. This is not somebody, you're not going out and buying paletas and then selling them like some people do with other products, mm-hmm. right? You're making these fresh, right?
Even the packaging, we do it ourselves. Like every paleta is being packaged by us, like our hands. So we were a little bit nervous at first, but we've been really happy with how people is like the store.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to your mom, if you don't mind me sharing that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Let's give her a shout out because she's probably tuning in. She's probably watching the show. And her name is Ali, right?
Yes, Ali.
Let's give her a big shout out because it takes a lot to go to another country and say, I'm going to go do this on my own. I'm going to take that risk, right? It's like jumping into the pool and not knowing how to swim. That's the way I've always looked at as an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
And here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, as you all know who tune into our community podcast show, where our community is your community, as you know our slogan, you'll know that we have a lot of entrepreneurs. And I want to give a quick shout out, first and foremost, also to Stephanie, who's here with us behind the scenes. Stephanie is part of our chamber. Her mom and herself have been part of our chamber for a long time. And Stephanie was the one that introduced us through her InBiz PR company that she has. And it's great because that goes to show that if someone comes into a new opportunity, a new business, sometimes you need help, right? You need guidance. You need somebody like Stephanie that you can reach out to and then eventually connect us all together, right? Again, why are we here today? Because tomorrow they're doing a ribbon cutting grand opening at the Mission Viejo Mall. Of course, Velvet Scoop Ice Cream. Mission Viejo Mall, that's a pretty big place.
What? It is. We were scared at first. We didn't know how it would be. We have traffic like from the mall and all of that, but we still need to do our own things to get people to go. And it was a little bit difficult at first because my mom, she speaks English, but not that much. So I'm pretty, like, the one that has to talk to people, like to management right there, to the pretty much everything. But we've been doing really good. They're in the mall. They're really nice. We thought it would be like bad, but
I got to tell you, I want to thank them for, they've already been to a couple of our events. One, they were at my birthday party, so thank you so much for that. Everybody loved all the samples you brought. And then you were at our mixer last week, and it was so cool because you brought the carrito, right? The ice cream. And I thought that was really cool because it just adds a different feature, right? Is that something you do for parties all the time? Was that something you did just that day? Was that something?
No, usually if people ask for it, like they want to do a catering event, we do a lot of that.
Okay.
And yeah, we find a way to arrange events for people for up to their requests.
Pretty much everything. Like everything, if you want to do a party, we could do that. We want to do a cart, a stand, a truck. We can just manage, see what works better for you, and we make it work.
And I think that goes into my next question, which was, of course, what makes you different from a traditional ice cream shop? Can you share some about that? Because I know you put the ice cream all together, right?
Yes. What makes us, first of all, we make sure people are aware of the care that goes into our products. We don't put any preservatives. We try to keep everything organic. Everything is organic, picked from us. And I think we try to emphasize the importance of making people feel welcomed into our store. I've been working there since they opened up, and they have done nothing, her and her family, they've done nothing but make me feel really welcome and like I'm part of the family. And we try to make our customers that come in feel the same way. I think that's really important. And I think
that's good to know that someone like yourself, who's an employee of the family there helping out, can share the experience because who knows, they can open 10 of these, right? And you're going to need more people to help out, right?
Of course.
And somewhere on this show, hopefully somebody one day says, hey, I want to work.
Yeah, right? We would love that.
Because there's nothing like working in an environment that you feel safe, you feel comfortable, that you look forward to going to work, right?
And that was what kind of started this business, because I used to work at a pizza place, and it wasn't bad, but it's different. Like doing your own things than listening to people that they don't really care about you. Just like go work, and then go back to your home. So it was a little bit different. But in our products, as I told you, we took like classes and all of that to make our own ice cream. So it's like all locally sourced and like real milk, real sugar. Like we try to keep it really fresh. Same as with the strawberries. We get them like daily fresh strawberries. So
is that the Dubai strawberry that we were talking about earlier? Can you share with people what, for those people that don't know, we were just talking about this before the show. Stephanie was mentioning it's one of your favorites. Stephanie, can you share with everybody listening, watching, what is the Dubai strawberry?
So we have a whole strawberry collection, but I would say our bestseller is the Dubai strawberries because they're really popular right now. We have a whole Dubai collection as well where we have crepes, we have the Dubai ice cream, Dubai rolled ice cream. I'm going to talk about later that, about the rolled ice cream. That one's really good. The Dubai brownie and then the strawberries. So
I think that if I saw on your social media, what was really cool is you just mentioned the fresh ice cream.
Yes.
How you make it. I saw a video of it.
The rolled.
That's a really cool experience for, I walk up with my kids or something.
I think it's really appealing for the kids. Yeah.
You being there, have you seen that? How kids light up their faces and how they appreciate that?
Yeah, most definitely.
It takes a little bit because we were worried that people would get mad because it takes a couple minutes to do it. But they actually love watching it. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not, if they're getting just like a scoop or something, they just be watching there like how we do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like really fresh, like really creamy. We use the, we don't use the ice cream that we already made. We do like actual strawberries and banana. We mix it with the ice cream mix that we made as well. So it's like really fresh and at the moment, like from scratch basically.
And I think earlier you mentioned to go back to the point of fresh ingredients, right? No preservatives, things like that. I think today customers really appreciate seeing something made freshly put together, because we see that a lot now on social media, on TikTok, on, I watch it with my wife on TV shows when people are making food from scratch.
Fresh.
For whatever reason, we enjoy seeing how it's all put together, right? And so the fact that you're doing this at the ice cream shop, and again, this is for those people that want that ice cream.
Of course.
Obviously, if you're in a hurry, if you're in a rush, you can just come in and grab a scoop of ice cream and you're in and out, right? Mm-hmm. But some people like the experience, right?
A lot. There's people like, I don't know, parties or something. They go five kids and they get 5 rolled ice cream and they just watch, like,
they're like, we're gonna leave our kids here, we'll be right back, we're gonna go shopping.
They have done that. They have done
really?
That. Really?
Yeah. No way. You're like, I'm a personal babysitter too.
We are sometimes. There was a lady that came, I'm just gonna leave my kid while you do the rolled ice cream. I was just taking care of him.
Hey, whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes to give them that customer service. One of the things that I love is that you mentioned, of course, that it's luxurious ice cream brand, which really says that you want, this is not just any ice cream. You want to take it to another level, right? Mm-hmm. We want people to experience making the ice cream, but also feel that customer service that you said that you really appreciated that her family has given you as an employee, mm-hmm. right? Do you think that goes back to just who your mom is, who your family is? That was important to them, that when they opened a business, they wanted this familia kind of experience?
Yeah, so as I was telling you, my mom was looking to do something like on her own, something unique. We didn't want it to do like just buy the ice cream and just sell it. Like, no, we want to do our personal touch. We want to do like our esencia, like mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. to...
¿Qué es esencia?
Esencia, our magic,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Our family.
Like your special
thing.
Touch. Okay.
And we... As I tell you, we took the classes, we do the basic flavors and then we do seasonal flavors. We want to keep not the same as all the ice cream stores because we're going to do summer seasonal flavors, fall seasonal flavors like pumpkin spice, I don't know, churro, because we have
a mix. She just said the magic word, churro. That's what type of churro? What do you do? Like an ice cream or what is it? Do you incorporate a churro with ice cream and some chocolate?
And cinnamon.
I'm sold. Wait. Can we have some tomorrow?
I don't know if tomorrow because it's not fall yet.
Let's call your mom. Hey, we want churros tomorrow.
We have piña colada right now.
Piña colada.
It's an ice cream.
And is it fresh mixed with piñas? Is that what it is? Oh, wow.
Everything fresh.
Man, Paul, I hope you make it tomorrow, Paul, because you're going to miss out. Bring the grandkids. Bring everybody.
I'm coming. I'm going to be there, and then you're going to have to kick me out.
Just to remind everybody, as we're mentioning it, again, Velvet Scoop is having their grand opening ribbon cutting. They're already open. They've already been, you know.
Like a soft opening.
Like a soft opening. Again, tomorrow, depending on when you watch this show, of course, tomorrow, August 13th at 6 p.m. at the Mission Viejo Mall, which of course is in the city of Mission Viejo in South County. And we're asking everybody, come out, join us. And they're going to have a lot of free samples of stuff you could try out. This is a great opportunity for you to ask questions. What is this? How was this made? And just interact with the family. And of course, their amazing employees and their staff. So you have a team. I know she's part of your team. Who else is part of your team? Share a little bit about that.
So me and my brother, he's 17. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 17. He also works there. It's like a mix between family and employees that we try to really take care of them. Just not, come to work and then go to your house. We really build a community.
That's awesome.
In our staff and outside, like, yeah.
So if you have any kids that are, of course, you have to be 18, is it? Or high school? I don't know what you guys
18,
are.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're 18 and down the way, they're looking for an opportunity as they grow, this is a great place for them to join an amazing team. So what would you say for you as a young 19-year-old has been a little bit of a challenge? You're an entrepreneur with your parents. What would you say for those people listening or watching that are a young age? It's important that they hear, what are some of the challenges? What's the most stressful, difficult thing for you, would you say?
I would say working with family, it's hard. So because we try to leave the work stuff at the ice cream shop, but, you know, sometimes we just get home and we be talking about that. So it gets a little bit complicated because it's work at home, work at the store, work at vacations. And there's sometimes that I say I should be going out with my friends instead of being here working. But I do enjoy working there and, like, looking for new flavors, looking for events or something like that.
Yes.
Sometimes I do get, like, stressed a little bit.
It's part of owning a business, right?
But I think I've been doing good. I was just, like, working at the store. Now my mom told me to be a manager, so it's
there
a little bit complicated. The inventory, because I've never done that. Or, I don't know, like, talking with employees. I think I'm pretty good talking with employees, right? Mm.
Your mom is empowering you. That is great that she's saying, hey, I trust you. And sometimes, I can understand because I can relate because we own a healthcare company.
Okay.
And you're right. I come home and my wife comes home and we talk about business or at the dinner table. And sometimes you have to tell yourself, hey, let's not talk about that, right? Absolutely. Let's just focus on enjoying the family and the dinner. And you learn that, right? As you grow together as a family, right? As a business. But this is important because if anybody out there is listening or watching our show here at our community podcast show for the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we want you to know that's the reason why you join a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce or any chamber in your community. That's the reason why you search for people like Stephanie, who has her in-biz PR business, because you're not alone. This is normal. Everybody goes through this. You're not alone. There's challenges. You're learning, right? You're trying to grow the business from a marketing standpoint, right? I got to tell you guys, your Instagram, great job.
Thank you.
Stephanie, is you helping out with that? That's awesome.
Yeah,
great job.
I'm really grateful for you guys for helping
I love watching the... I posted one of the videos and right away one of our board members said to me, did you do this video? And I said, no, it's a repost. And he goes, what a great video, right? Like the one that you guys were making. I don't know. There's like a syrup going into the... I don't know if it was the mangonada.
I think it was. It was the mangonada. Yeah.
And I noticed a lot of people made comments on that video. So... your social media, great job. Kudos to you. That's great marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And again, folks, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Mission Viejo Mall. Share with me, what's the goal? What's the future of you think? Oh, before I forget, there's a promo, right?
There's a promo.
There's a promo. We got to announce the promo. Buy one, get one free all weekend. So, of course, tomorrow's a ribbon cutting. We want you to come back because if you come back and you buy one, you get one free. Again, my favorite is mangonada. My friends love mine. My mom loves that one, by the way.
Those are really good.
And then we have the Dubai strawberry. What else do you have that you can share that is pretty popular?
We've been working out the menu, and we have a pretty solid menu, I would say, right now, like the strawberries collection, where we have a velvet cup that's like cake with sweet cream, strawberries and cream, ice cream, and strawberries.
And you have, you call crepes?
Yeah, we have those as well. Yeah. So we have a lot of syrups. You can put the toppings because we do toppings for the ice cream as well. So you can choose from those toppings as well. You can choose fruit. Ooh. And those the strawberries collection. We got fresas con crema with tajin as well and chamoy. So something if you're looking maybe something not that sweet but like spicy.
That's why I love the mangonada, right? Because mangonada has, if you don't already know what that is, it's mango, right?
Yeah.
With, if I'm correct, is it like some sort of tajin? Is it chamoy, right?
Yeah, tamarind candies, mango pieces.
I could eat that forever. It's dangerous because
it is.
The chamoy, you got the sweet and the spicy and all together. My mouth is just getting watery, folks. This is what I'm going to have tomorrow. Again, some people like fresas con crema, like my mom loves that, right? And I got to tell you, I got to try the Dubai strawberries because I'm a big strawberry guy. Okay. I love strawberries.
We're going to have every of those strawberries collection samples of almost everything. We have frozen bananas as well. You got brownie with ice cream. You could choose your ice cream, your toppings.
That's popular, right?
Yeah.
Kids love brownie with ice cream, right? That's like, I think the simple, I'm very old school, simple vanilla with brownie. It's just a good little
really
mix,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
It's and so simple, have, but it's so
we
good.
We add, it's not hot fudge, but like a special luxury.
Luxury. Uh-huh.
That. Chocolate that we have that we use for the Dubai.
Oh, really?
That one's really good. It's not sweet.
So this is not just any chocolate.
Yeah.
This is some good stuff.
Really good.
Again, this is part of the luxurious ice cream experience, right? Ice cream shop. It's great to see that ice cream has been elevated to another level, right? It's not just like back in the days, right? Mm-hmm. So that's great to see. And just for people that don't know, the crepes, that's kind of like a pancake, right? Is it? What is that?
It's like a pancake, but thinner, and it's just bigger, and it's also made differently, so different ingredients are put into it.
Cinnamon,
yeah, and which sometimes pancake mix doesn't have, but
it's become more popular. I see that.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Something that's more popular than even just regular pancakes, right?
No, yeah, most definitely.
I think it's because it's also thinner, right?
It's so thinner, it's not as filling. and then I think what catches
their attention.
What the people's attention is, it comes with fruit inside and chocolate.
Like fresh food as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
There's so many ways, right?
There's a lot of ways. Exactly. There's a lot of ways to make
and
it.
You can put ice cream in there as well.
Ooh, yes. That is strawberry with ice cream in there or something.
Like, then you can get a milkshake to get both. Yeah. Well, milkshake, you can choose the milkshakes.
Flavors. I forgot about milkshakes. Wow. That's another big thing, right? Mm-hmm. Easy to just come in and go, right? Milkshake, let's go.
And you can mix the flavors.
And easier to eat, right? It's easier to eat, right? Not sometimes if you're in a run, you got to get back to work. I'm sure there's employees that work at
a lot of the hospital employees go there to, for a milkshake because it's easy. They don't have to be like sitting down eating it. It's just quick.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me tell you guys, I got to tell you, I just personally want to say thank you for you've been at some of our events. You were at, of course, my birthday. Thank you so much for that. You were at the mixer last week. And I just want to say very just proud of how you young leaders in today are not afraid to be out there working hard, being entrepreneurs. Obviously, I shared with you before we started the show how I think the great story behind this, folks, is, you know, the fact that she's working, they're working with their parents, and that the parents are also not afraid to say, here you go. Like, we trust you, right? It's good because you are the generation of a lot of the clients that are coming in.
Of course.
So who better than to say your opinion matters? Share what is it that you guys love or really enjoy. Of course. We wish you all the best. Continue the success. Again, Mission Viejo Mall, ribbon cutting grand opening, 6 p.m. tomorrow, August 13th. Anything else you want to punch in here, Paul? I know you can't wait to show up tomorrow and eat, right?
You guys were talking beforehand about differences in ice cream. You're all from Michoacán. Is that where you're from originally?
Michoacán?
Michoacán. No, I'm from Guadalajara.
I knew she was from Guadalajara. I have a feeling, yes.
Because my daughter's from Michoacán. Yes. And she tells me all the time, there's different ice cream in Mexico. It's not just vanilla chocolate strawberry. Is that true? You rattled off a couple other things there.
We have a lot.
Give me some idea of what I might see there, or is it all been just an ice cream?
You
got to
come and see. That's all you're going to get today, Paul.
Okay. All right. No other hints, no other tastes, no other samples?
You need to go.
Okay.
You need to try.
I think more than anything is the experience, right? Being in this environment as you're making the crepes, as you're making the shakes, right?
Rolled ice cream.
Yes. And the fact that you're able to pick a lot of different stuff to put in, at that time, all the fresh ingredients, I think that makes also the experience so much more better. And for anybody tuning in, we ask you to share this video, invite your friends, bring your family, and come try out, of course, Velvet Scoop Ice Cream at the Mission Viejo Mall. And again, don't forget, for the rest of the week, for the weekend coming up, buy one, get one free is the weekend special. I'm going there tomorrow, the Mangonada, Fresas con Crema, and the Dubai Strawberry. Dubai strawberry. Thank you for being on the show, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We really appreciate you guys being here, and we wish you all the best. And say hello to your parents, and say congratulations on our behalf.
Okay, I will.
Take it away, Mr. Paul Roberts.
Well, if you can't find us here on the radio tomorrow, that's because we're at the ice cream. We're at Velvet Scoop over at the Mission Viejo Mall, scooping everything that they'll let us scoop out here, trying them all here at this great new ice cream store, premier ice cream store here in Orange County. One more example of why you get to tune in each and every fine time to find out what's cool, what's happening, and what's available out there in our community as we stream live from our community radio station, OC Talk Radio, right here at the University of California Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.